My name is Chris Hendricks, and I'm a special agent with the Air Force.
My name is Christy Sach, and I'm a benefits specialist. I'm also a yoga instructor.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about when you met. You discovered that you both liked public radio, and you know you would have great conversations about it, and eventually how public radio made you fall in love with one another. Oh wait, we didn't.
It's magic. It was magic.
Was it the magic of public radio?
It was the magic of public radio. It was the magic of public radio and social sports.
Yes, that's true. That's how we met.
It was a pretty fast romance because I was having to move for work to DC, which that same job took me down here to Texas. So it went very quickly from let's play sports casually to let's find out what makes each other tick and see if this is something serious, which, you know, it ended up being. And, you know, it's no lie, though, that our intellectual interests and sort of the deeper aspect of our relationship had to emerge quite quickly. Otherwise, it wouldn't have lasted, and it did. And I think that, you know, things like public radio and our shared interests, we had to move to that very quickly. It couldn't just be kicking the can down the road for months or years. And so, that's where we are now.
I'm the typical bride, and I'm an aficionado of every blog and everything out there. And so I know a lot of people do donations in lieu of gifts. So we have a traditional registry as well, but I thought that would be nice. Since we've been living together for quite a long time, too, it's hard to come up with so much stuff that you need, you know, and physical things. So we brainstormed the charities or the nonprofit things that are close to us, and we said that public radio was one of them, and that is when I reached out to you, and we figured it was also nice since we're relatively new to Texas. We've been here like 7 months now to get started in, you know, support the local community in our new home, our new town. I think we're going to be staying here for a while, so that would be really great as well.
We're very fortunate folks, and we have plenty of stuff, and those things that you can't you can't get in the mail, right? Mm-hmm. You know, there's things that we rely on, and one of those things is public radio, where we realize that public radio's longevity and sort of vitality and so on is as important to us as anything we could get. So putting that on there was an easy choice.
We're getting married in St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Cool. So okay, let's imagine that we're there in St. Thomas right now. And that, are you going, is it on the beach or is it where?
No,
is it?
It's not on the beach. It's in a mountaintop villa.
Okay.
Up in the mountains.
So we're in the mountaintop villa in St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands right now. And the guests are assembled there. And, you at the reception here are going to be giving them a few words of thanks for their being there for you, for supporting your union, and also you want to encourage them to donate to Texas Public Radio. What is it that you're going to say in that speech in order to encourage donating to Texas Public Radio? Go.
This is bold.
Writing the speech is on the list, but I haven't gotten to it yet.
All right, we can do this. We can say some of this stuff on the fly. So what I would say is this. Is that they have taken a huge step financially and with their time to come and celebrate with us, and that is wonderful. And we appreciate that so very much. You can do so much with just a fraction of that expense and time. You can do something that's going to have a long-lasting impact for a far larger group of people by donating to public radio, and Texas Public Radio in particular. The impact to us for them being there is huge, but you could have more impact to more people for a much more reasonable sum by doing something like this that would reach out to a huge community that is in, you know, that's always in need of this type of service and this type of entertainment and news. You can do that for a reasonable sum of money and impact a much larger group of people.